I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our daily journey through the Easter season as we strive to see more and more the great wonders of the resurrection and of the sending of the Holy Spirit in our lives, as we strive to become like the one who became like us in all things but sin. Our meditation for today begins with the first letter of John, chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. I am writing to you, dear children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have conquered the evil one. I am writing to you, little ones, because you know the Father. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have conquered the evil one. St. Irenaeus, in his third book against heresies, writes, "The purpose of God's suffering was that humanity, having experienced all things and been instructed in the practice of morality, having aspired to the resurrection of the dead, and having learned through experience the source of humanity's salvation, would live forever in thankfulness to the Lord. Having received from him the blessings of incorruptibility, humanity would grow to love him all the more, for the one to whom more is forgiven loves more. Moreover, that humanity might know how limited and weak it is, while coming to understand how immortal and powerful God is, that he can bestow immortality upon that which is mortal, and eternity upon that which is limited. That humanity would learn about the many other blessings and qualities of God, which are shown toward its benefit, and thus come to know the great holiness of the Lord." In this Easter season, we recognize each and every day more clearly, particularly in light of the resurrection, how great and wondrous God's love is for we who are his children, his sons and his daughters. And the more that we see, the more that we are inspired to offer that praise, that thanksgiving to God, especially for the gift of the resurrection, for the possibility, the grace of eternal life. And as we reflect upon these things, we see more and more that complete and total reliance we have upon God and upon his goodness. All of these blessings that we have in our lives are indeed signs of the wonders of the resurrection, signs that in this world Christ is not dead, but lives. And so, as we enter this new month of May, let us strive to give thanksgiving for the many wonders that God has shown us. Let us reflect and look at recognizing those many wonders, both the little things and the great things that are continual signs of Christ's presence in our lives, continual signs that out of death comes life, out of the wounds of this world, the wounds of our lives, God can indeed bring healing and bring grace. Let us continue to reflect upon the fact that indeed, in our lives, Christ is risen. And we will close with our Easter refrain. Christ is risen from the dead. By death he trampled death, and to those in the graves he granted life.